So I hope you've had a chance to listen to last night's show. If not, go to the webpage and you can download it there or listen to it right from the podcast. We had a chance to talk to Jeannie McDonough. And again, if you have a few minutes and you can look at the story at the CBS website, 48 Hours Television Show, and listen to our interview, and of course pick up her book, Caught in the Act, you'll see a story of a family that went through a nightmare that no family should have to go through. Although they bonded together, they stuck together. Two parents that used their gut instinct to check out something that they thought may be wrong. And then they fought together as a family to stop a monster. Like I said on the show, we all try to protect our kids from the boogeymen when they go to sleep at night, to tell them to close their eyes and, go to your happy place, think of good things. Who would think that a serial killer would come through the door and try to attack your 15-year-old daughter? And then that family who were able to capture that serial killer are able to free an innocent man and to bring three families together to get an animal off the street. Two people lost their lives because of that animal, but there is a family, the McDonough family, that's still alive. Think of good stories like that, the ones that we broadcast on this program, that shows like 48 Hours and others broadcast. Don't worry so much about Charlie Sheen. He's a train wreck. He's gone off the rails. The media wastes their time by putting him on the air, and I'm going to continue talking that way whether they like it or not. I think stories about the McDonoughs and all the other victims out there are much more important. Charlie Sheen, 2.5 Men, like I said, I haven't spent 2.5 minutes watching that program. Nor will I ever. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.